we are very careful in the book not to offer treatments because, but to show examples of how this can help children on the spectrum, which is now affecting so many kids, 1 in 43 boys, 1 in 68 kids. So, and it's on the rise possibly as well. So children on the spectrum have some of the worst guts that I've seen, and that's actually reported in the literature. They have extreme inflammation of their guts. They are mostly gluten and dairy sensitive, and they have other issues as well as many digestive enzyme issues with bad absorption of nutrients. They have low levels of nutrients. They have many issues concurring focused on the gut. When you put them on an organic food diet, when you take out gluten and dairy, when you begin to do some restoration of the microbiome, when you restore their low nutrients, if you remove toxins and toxicants and heavy metals and other things that they may have, they get better. And it's remarkable. The one case that we talk about in the book is the boy with autism who had other things and, well, co-infections because they're sick, their guts are not working. That boy was the one whose dad, who had renal failure, significant renal failure, 20%. He was heading for dialysis, like his brother and his mom. And he lived in a heavily sprayed area in central California. His renal function went from 20% to 80%. And he became off his hypertensive drugs, and his hypertension resolved. That was profound. So the child with autism got better. Dad got better. And so it'd be naive to say that, you know, I just changed his diet. That's not what I did. I did a lot with that boy over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the changes were remarkable.